Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, February 22, 2025.
Political endorsements and cryptocurrency controversy. Political endorsements are shaking up the cryptocurrency market, especially with the launch of the Libra coin in Argentina, backed by President Javier Milei. This digital currency aims to stabilize the economy but has faced a tumultuous start, mirroring the struggles of U.S. President Donald Trump's cryptocurrency, which dropped from about $70 to around $17. The Libra coin also saw a dramatic decline, plummeting over 95% shortly after its debut. Reports show that 34 accounts made an astonishing $124.6 million trading the Libra coin, while many investors faced heavy losses. Critics warn that political backing can mislead new investors, as highlighted by Thomas Push of Indigo and Brian Armstrong of Coinbase, who raised concerns about the risks of meme coins. Meanwhile, Central African Republic's President Faustin Archange Touadera has also launched a meme coin, prompting questions about the motivations behind these endorsements. Allegations of a rug pull scam have surfaced, claiming that $99 million was withdrawn from the Libra marketplace by wallets linked to its creator. As the cryptocurrency landscape evolves, the impact of political endorsements and the rise of meme coins will continue to spark debate among investors and regulators.
Trump's take on VAT and trade deficit. On February 21, 2025, President Donald Trump highlighted how value-added taxes, or VAT, contribute to America's staggering $1 trillion trade deficit. This consumption tax is applied at various stages of production, affecting prices for consumers. While over 170 countries, including key U.S. trade partners in Europe, argue that VAT doesn't hurt trade, the U.S. government sees it differently. In a recent memorandum, Trump labeled VAT as an unfair burden on American businesses and consumers, especially criticizing the VAT exemption for exports from the European Union or EU. The EU defends this exemption, claiming it's based on where goods are consumed. The U.S. has long sought tax breaks for its exporters, but these efforts face challenges, culminating in a WTO ruling that deemed such tax breaks unlawful. As discussions on VAT and trade policies unfold, the potential impact on American businesses and consumers could reshape the economic landscape.
Chinese tech stocks soar on positive earnings. Chinese tech stocks are on fire. On February 21, 2025, stocks listed in Hong Kong skyrocketed, marking their best week in 5 years. The Hang Seng Tech Index jumped 6.5%, hitting a 3-year high and leading to 6 weeks of continuous growth. This surge was fueled by strong earnings from major players like Alibaba, whose stock soared 14.6% after reporting impressive revenue. Lenovo also saw a significant rise of over 15%, while Xiaomi reached a record high with a 5.2% increase. Investors are feeling even more confident, thanks to the launch of a new AI model called DeepSeek, which has reignited interest in the Chinese market. Analysts from HSBC suggest that a recent meeting between President Xi Jinping and business leaders, including Jack Ma, could signal a shift in government policy, easing regulatory pressures. With the broader Hang Seng Index advancing by 4% and the Chinese equity markets gaining over $1.3 trillion US in just 1 month, the future looks bright for tech investments in China.
Trump's proposal for USPS takeover. On February 21, 2025, President Donald Trump proposed that the Commerce Department take control of the United States Postal Service, known as USPS. At a press event in the White House, he revealed that Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick would investigate this takeover. The USPS, a federal agency with over 250 years of service, is struggling with major financial issues due to declining mail volumes and competition from private delivery services. This plan could change how millions of Americans receive their mail, including vital items like medications and ballots. Democrat Jerry Connolly, a key member of the House Oversight Committee, expressed concerns that this move prioritizes the wealthy over everyday citizens who depend on USPS. As these developments unfold, Many are left wondering what the future holds for mail delivery in the U.S. and how it will affect taxpayers.
Apple ends advanced data protection in the UK. Apple has decided to end its advanced data protection feature in the UK, responding to government requests for access to user data. This change removes a key security feature that allowed only users to access their information. Now, Apple can retrieve certain user data, like iMessages, and share it with authorities if needed. Many users are understandably concerned, especially with rising data breach issues. Andrew Crocker from the Electronic Frontier Foundation criticized this decision, while cybersecurity expert Professor Ollie Buckley warned it weakens iCloud security. This move follows the launch of Advanced Data Protection in late 2022, which aimed to enhance user privacy. However, earlier plans for full encryption were abandoned due to pressure from the FBI in the United States. As governments push for access to encrypted communications, this raises important questions about the balance between privacy and national security. What does this mean for your data security in today's digital world?
OpenAI's fight against misuse of AI technology. OpenAI is taking strong action against the misuse of its technology by banning users involved in harmful activities in China and North Korea, countries known for their oppressive governments. These measures aim to stop the exploitation of artificial intelligence for creating false information and fraudulent online profiles. On February 21, 2025, OpenAI announced its commitment to tackling these threats, highlighting growing concerns about AI in global political situations. Reports show that some users had ChatGPT generate critical news articles in Spanish, published by major outlets in Latin America. Additionally, individuals linked to North Korea crafted fake resumes to secure jobs at Western companies. OpenAI's efforts also connect to a money scam based in Cambodia, where its technology was misused on social media platforms like X and Facebook. With over 400 million weekly active users, OpenAI is in talks to raise up to $40 billion, showcasing the major influence of its technology. These developments raise important questions about the responsibilities of tech companies in monitoring user activities, especially in politically sensitive regions. What does this mean for the future of AI and its impact on our lives?
Trump's memorandum on Chinese investments. On February 21, 2025, President Donald Trump signed a memorandum aimed at limiting Chinese investments in critical U.S. sectors. This directive targets the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, known as CFIUS, to address national security risks from foreign investments. The memorandum highlights concerns that China is using U.S. capital and technology to enhance its military capabilities. Chinese investments have plummeted from $46 billion in 2016 to under $5 billion by 2022, prompting the U.S. to enforce new rules to safeguard American interests. Currently, foreign entities, including Chinese investors, own about 43 million acres of farmland in the U.S., raising alarms among lawmakers about rising prices and security threats. This memorandum follows a government directive from the Biden administration in 2023, which sought to restrict certain U.S. investments in sensitive technologies in China. As these developments unfold, they could escalate economic tensions between the two nations, impacting trade and agriculture. What does this mean for the future of U.S.-China relations?
Trump's tariffs on digital service taxes. President Donald Trump has signed a memorandum to impose tariffs on countries that charge digital service taxes on American tech companies. This action targets what the U.S. considers unfair taxation practices by nations like Canada and France. The U.S. Trade Representative's office will look into responses, including tariffs, to these taxes, which have led to conflicts with several countries. These taxes cost American firms over $2 billion each year, with Canada and France collecting more than $500 million annually from U.S. companies. The proposed tariffs aim to create a fairer international trade environment and protect American businesses. Previously, the U.S. Trade Representative announced a 25% tariff on goods from Britain, Italy, Spain, Turkey, India, and Austria, while suspending tariffs on $1.3 billion worth of French goods to promote negotiations on a global tax deal. Major U.S. tech companies like Google, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon are facing increasing scrutiny, raising concerns about how these trade tensions could impact prices for consumers.
Elon Musk's legal battle in Germany. Elon Musk's social media platform, X, is in a legal battle in Germany over access to election data. A Berlin court has ordered X to provide immediate access to information related to the upcoming election on February 23, 2025, following a request from two activist groups, Democracy Reporting International and the Society for Civil Rights. They argue this information is essential for tracking misinformation during the election. In response, X is appealing the decision and seeking to remove a judge from the case due to concerns about fairness. Tensions are rising as Musk publicly criticizes German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and shows support for the far-right party, Alternative for Germany, or AfD. X plans to challenge the German government, claiming that demands for user data violate privacy rights and freedom of expression. A hearing on this initial court order is set for February 27, 2025, which could set a significant precedent for how social media handles data access in the future. This situation raises critical questions about the role of social media in democracy and the fight against misinformation.
Federal Reserve's impact on U.S. bonds. A slowdown in the Federal Reserve's efforts to reduce the money supply could bring some relief to the U.S. bond market. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has confirmed there are no immediate plans for long-term debt increases, despite ongoing worries about government debt. Recent minutes from the Fed's meeting revealed that officials are considering pausing their tightening measures, which could complicate how they assess market liquidity. Bessent also stated that expanding long-term government debt isn't on the agenda right now. Following the Fed's updates, returns on Treasury bonds dropped, influenced by Bessent's positive outlook. Analysts predict that the Treasury will eventually need to borrow more to compensate for lower government income due to President Donald Trump's proposed tax cuts, which could lead to deficits exceeding $4 trillion over the next decade. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency aims to find $1 trillion in savings by targeting wasteful spending. However, there are doubts about whether these efforts will significantly offset the tax cuts. As the market adjusts, the Federal Reserve may start reinvesting in maturing bonds, potentially benefiting from a new strategy in their bond portfolio.
Trump reshuffles military leadership. President Donald Trump has made a bold move by shaking up U.S. military leadership. He has fired General Charles C.Q. Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and appointed retired Lieutenant General Dan Razin Kane as a successor. This change at the Pentagon, the heart of the U.S. Department of Defense in Arlington, Virginia, signals a new direction in military strategy. Along with Brown's dismissal, Trump plans to replace Admiral Lisa Franchetti, head of the U.S. Navy, as part of his America First approach that prioritizes U.S. interests. These shifts come as the Pentagon prepares for possible job cuts among civilian staff and a major budget overhaul. General Brown, who took on his role in October 2023, was expected to serve until September 2027, making this decision particularly noteworthy. The impact of these leadership changes could reshape military readiness and international relations, with new strategies likely altering U.S. military deployments and funding priorities. As this situation unfolds, it will be crucial to see how these changes affect military operations and U.S. foreign policy.
Chinese companies see fundraising surge. Chinese companies are bouncing back in offshore fundraising thanks to a more supportive Chinese government and improved investor confidence. Recent regulatory changes have lifted restrictions, allowing these firms to access vital capital for growth. This week, two tech companies raised a combined $500 million, with iQIYI bringing in $350 million through a convertible bond and Black Sesame securing $160 million via a private placement. These moves follow a key meeting between President Xi Jinping and tech leaders like Jack Ma, signaling a shift in government attitudes toward the tech sector. So far this year, Chinese firms have raised $3.3 billion in offshore equity, a significant jump from last year.
while the Hong Kong index has risen by 12.55%. Looking ahead, companies like CATL are gearing up for major fundraising efforts, and the rise of AI startup DeepSeek is attracting venture capital interest. However, challenges remain, as U.S. investors are cautious about allocating funds to Chinese assets amid ongoing tensions. The future of fundraising will depend on how these two major economies navigate their relationship.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.